Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Wednesday morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Sunshine today, more of the fake variety, as we'll see a high of 46 degrees. Going to be freezing tonight, but we will see 60s tomorrow. So we're kind of, sort of, a little bit starting to kind of get out of it a little bit here and there. You know how it is. We see 75, then we'll see 35, then it'll be 40, then it'll be 60.
60 and above is great. Like, can we just, can tomorrow be the day that it just breaks and we stick with it? Is that it? Is this it? Are we breaking? My son yesterday was asking me, he wants to play basketball outside, and he goes outside and he freezes. Mom, is this, when is the weather going to be nice, like, for good? I'm like, honey, I don't know. It's just going to go back and forth for a little while longer.
Yeah, define for good.
I know.
So look, it says, so if I'm just looking at News 5 through the app, so today high of 44, it says 58, 73, 62.
See, that's
so
good.
We're getting kind of out of it. And
just
Sunday,
get
51.
Through today.
62, 55, 63. So it looks like we're getting back to, I think normal is, I don't know if it's 52-ish, somewhere, something like that, normal this time of year. I saw Trent McGill tweet that out the other day. So we are getting there. We are excited to be getting there. Finally. So we're excited about that. On the way, we'll get to Stevie on the Stoshes. That's coming up. Also, Flamingo Chat.
It's an exciting week in Parma.
Things were percolating yesterday. We had several DMs. There were several stories out there. We cannot wait to get that. That'll be coming up. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. Been in that envelope since January. Here we are, April 16th. No one's guessed it. We take one guess per day.
Weather's breaking. Time to break out of that envelope. Today's the day. What? Today's the day.
He's dead and coming out of an envelope. I don't know. Felt weird. Did I make it weirder?
No, you did. Yeah. Now I made it uncomfortable.
Please let it be the day today. That would be so great.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Are you ready? Do you have it? Are you the winner today?
Bob Saget.
Oh, man. I wish it was Bob Saget. It's not.
Oh, darn.
Great guess, though.
Do you like this game?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's the highlight of the early morning crew is Dead Guy in the Envelope.
You can't speak on behalf of them.
I love that you guys get to talk to people so early in the morning.
Yeah, everybody else is either voice tracked or not awake, or they're replaying their shows from yesterday. Now to us, we're live and local playing Dead Guy in an Envelope. It's great.
I know. What a way to start a morning.
Never forget.
What a way to start a morning.
I agree with you. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
I love how you latch on to everyone that tells you they like Dead Guy in an Envelope.
What a way to start a morning.
What a way to start the morning.
And she's a delight and so happy and great. And that's great.
Doesn't sound like you mean it.
Well, no, I do for her. It's so long, this game. We've played it. This is only like the second time we played it. And we've been playing it for almost 2 years.
Yeah. We bond over this.
Do we?
Yes.
Who, you and I?
Early morning crew bonds over this. They take pride in this. They may hate it, but they know all about it. We know all about it.
That's
listen
fair.
This time of
that
day,
is fair.
People will
it.
Mention this. I'm telling you, If I go, I've mentioned the first time it happened was Izzy was at Girl Scouts and the Girl Scout mom that listened at that time of morning because they're dropping the kiddos up usually off at sports this early. Hey, Tim, who's in that envelope? Or I have a guest, they're taking off-air guesses. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. It's
on lockdown. What if somebody did that to you at gymnastics or Girl Scout cookies or whatever, and they said who it was? What if they guessed it in person to you?
I don't even let them guess.
You can't stop.
My mother-in-law was at my house and was trying to take guesses, and I asked her to leave.
No, I didn't do that. No, you didn't.
But I just like I can't. She's like, and she threw out one guess and was looking for tells. I said, I can't tell you.
I feel like you would make a face if somebody in public said to you the actual, like last round that we played for 11 months and it was Meatloaf, and someone came up to you and said, Tim, I love Dead Guy in an Envelope. Is it Meatloaf? I feel like you would have a tell. You would get too excited. You would get too excited.
I don't.
Even though, and I think you would let them know.
Well, I don't think so. I told you, somebody yelled at me at the mall the other day and I didn't tell. They had to call up.
You didn't say yes or no. Did they yell the actual person's name?
They yelled the guess. And I said, remember, I took it as an actual guess, but.
But I'm saying if they got the guess correct.
Would you? I don't know. I guess I don't know how I would react.
I think you'd be excited, and you wouldn't be able to.
I might. It's tough to gauge. I can't push back on that because I don't really know. I would probably just say that you're right. I probably would just scream they're a winner there, and I would say off the air that I gave somebody the win in the mall. That's fair.
So
I might do that.
If you see Tim walking around Great Lakes Mall, just start shouting out names.
Yeah, and I'll let you know. My face will be the tell. I won't tell you yes or no. That's fair. We'll have another guest. No winner today. Another guest tomorrow. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show coming up next. We have Stevie on the socials.
Has anyone ever stolen the name you wanted to name your future child after you told them? Well, this happened to a former bachelorette. She's going viral for revealing that. It just happened to her, kind of.
Oh, that is some good drama.
I would be so mad.
There was a whole Sex in the City episode about that back in the day. Remember that? Charlotte got so mad.
He did not name the... It was not a baby that he named this name, but he did use the name.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we're going to do that. Stevie on the socials.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Former bachelorette and current host of Off the Vine podcast, Caitlin Bristow, is going viral for revealing that her ex-fiance, also a former contestant on The Bachelorette, Jason Tartik, he got a new dog and named him her dream baby name, and she is not happy about it.
It's not that I'm not over him. I'm very much over him. I ended the relationship. I did not want to be in that. It felt icky to me. It felt like everything was for Instagram. But to get a dog and name that dog my dream baby name that I've had in my baby names for 10 years, that, in fact, I even have a text. I said the day I met him, I want to name my baby Teddy.
Yikes.
That is a bad move.
What was even more shocking were the comments were very divided, with a lot of people saying that she needs to just get, that's why she mentioned like she's over him, because people were saying she needs to get over him. They broke up in 2023.
Remember that.
Yeah, and that Teddy is a common dog name, not a baby name. And
Teddy is an adorable name.
She doesn't own the name, but there's this gray area that you can't do that.
You can't do that.
That's
Stop. That is petty, that he is doing that to her. Like, so now she has a baby. So say she gets married and has a baby, and she names her baby Teddy, and it's like, he already took that name.
Yeah, she's so upset because she probably has to. She realized, I can't.
Yeah
the name has to be off of her list. It was on her list.
And
it was the top of her list.
I know.
And he knew it. But, like, my thing is for him, why would he do that? Like, why would he want that name? Like,
to be a jerk. To be a jerk.
He knows that's
the only reason.
To be petty.
I mean,
So he's the one that's clearly not over her.
That's what it seems. But he was dating someone new and putting that all over Instagram, and then he names dog Teddy after they break.
Like, yeah. They were very Instagram heavy, I feel like, those two.
Yes.
And is she dating anyone that we know of? I don't mean to put you on
his name's Teddy.
No. The rumors are that, it's actually controversial, because the rumors are she's dating Zach Clark, and if you don't know who he is, he was the one that Tayshia Adams chose on The Bachelorette. And then Caitlin and Tayshia hosted The Bachelorette together.
Oh, no.
And they were like the double hosts, and they were like friends. And then she's dating her ex.
That Caitlin Bristowe, I like her a lot. She's always good for some drama.
She
always
is. And
yeah,
I think
a great
that's
follow.
Why people aren't on her side 100% because she's always, I don't know, but I feel like it's
she's always stirring the pot.
If it was anybody else that said it, people would be mad at him.
Yes, that makes sense.
Well, maybe you have a take on this, or maybe this has happened to you in some way. Apparently, this has happened to somebody else. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Lily sent us a message to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She said, ha, my mom did that. This is when you steal someone's baby name. You know, when people have their baby names when they're going to have a kid, they kind of have it reserved and they talk about it. My mom did that. When my ex and I were starting to talk about kids' names, we both love Bailey. And it's spelled B-A-I-L-E-E.
Okay.
She says the Lee name is kind of a family tradition, putting the Lee on the end of it. She got a dog and named him that 2 months later, same spelling.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I just feel like these are off limits.
Name theft.
It's one of those things that you just can't do.
Right.
What if they have like 80 names?
Well, if there's a laundry list
that's
of names,
every name.
And there's an Elijah, like, I really like these type of names. But if there's a definitive name, this is the name.
Standout.
If I have a baby girl, a boy, or this or that, and this is the name, or it was a name that was my grandfather's middle name, or whatever it is, and then you name a reptile or a dog or a cat, when specifically, you know, you're probably, I would imagine, close friends or related or whatever, you know, whatever.
Enough
it might be,
that you've
and you
spoken,
rip it off?
Yeah, that you've spoken that name enough to them.
Do you think it's awkward now when she goes to her mom's house and then asks to see the dog? And
yes,
she's just internally mad at the dog.
She's and mad at her mother forever.
Every time she sees that dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would be.
Poor dog.
That's got to be the case. Lily, we appreciate that. Thank you so much for the DM. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 on all the socials.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning. It is the Jen and Tim Show.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
Not bad. Yourself?
Good. Apparently the Flamingo's back in Parma. I have some questions. Is it back at the sign? It says it's back at the splash pad. I don't know. We're excited about it. We're going to get into that coming up here in a couple of minutes. But that's good news for Parma. But
it is good news. I feel like there's two Flamingos, but
yeah, Flamingi.
Flamingi.
So
I agree with that. I just don't get the Flamingi.
Definitely.
So is the Flamingo back? That's what we're talking about on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
We got a lot of messages about this, and thank you so much to the Jen and Tim Show family for that. If you recall, the Flamingo that was in Parma, right next to the Parma sign, the script Parma sign, the Flamingo that was there was stolen and damaged. So, Tim, you dressed as a Flamingo. We went out there for the day, and you posed as the Flamingo. We would have loved to have you there full time, but that wasn't reasonable. So now we've been waiting. They said they're going to replace the Flamingo. Yesterday, we have to say thank you. We got so many messages about this. Shannon, Jody, Mary, several messages about the Flamingo. I am a little confused, and I want to ask this question. I'm Parma familiar, but not like Parma expert. So, for example, City of Parma posted that this man and his family gathered for a Flamingo statue installation. A guy named Dennis Vasco donated $2,000 to get the statue made for his 4-year-old granddaughter, Ava, who is autistic, and it's supporting Autism Awareness Month. And there's a photo, and it says that this is the corner of Broadview and Rockside Roads. Which is not where the Parma sign is, right?
Right.
Because it's by the Shops of Parma.
There's a splash pad there. Behind it, there's...
And then there's photos, and it's awesome. It's the family, and you can see his, who I assume is his granddaughter, and the flamingo, and it's great. And it's on a little pad, which is like what you stood on when you were the flamingo. But then Mary sent us a photo and says, it's back. Check the City of Parma page for more details. And then there's the flamingo, and you could tell it's a new flamingo because we saw the old flamingo. Because the statue's not exactly the same.
Okay.
And it's next to the Parma sign. So I don't understand. So
is there two? Is there Flamingi? Is there one? Did they build it and move it? I don't understand what's going
on. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. We need Parmonians to call.
Parmatonians, we need you. We need a ruling on that.
It looks like there's two, but that seems like there weren't two before.
No.
So did they replace the one with two?
Yeah, there was just the one by the sign. That was stolen. You're right. I don't know. I mean, it's great news. We thought it was going to be replaced, I don't know, a year ago?
Yes. It's been a while.
So it's been a while. And I understand you got to get things approved and that type of thing. And that's great. The story's fantastic. I love all of that. But are there two? Or is there one that was like, what? If you're a flamingo insider, we would love to know. This does have me thinking.
What?
Where did I put that flamingo suit?
You Star 102.
Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Well, it didn't go anywhere. I definitely have it somewhere. It's got to be at home somewhere.
Do you have it packed away with your Christmas PJs?
You know how many suits and PJs and 4th of July? My entire closet looks like I should be somebody that entertains kids at children's party. That is my closet. It is so bizarre. Christmas ugly sweaters, flamingo suit. I mean, I walked in there the other day. I said to myself, this is the most bizarre closet of life because of all the things that I've low key purchased for the Jen and Tim show to wear to be silly and funny and those type of things.
And I can think of it over the years. Yeah, that you have an excessive collection. The patriotic suit, like you said, you have that Christmas. Remember the velveteen Christmas Santa suit you have? That was my all-time favorite. The track suit with the
sand in the back?
Love that one.
That one is a really good one. That was pretty next level. I mean, that's cuddly.
You still have that, I hope?
Oh, yeah.
I might need to borrow that this year for a Christmas party.
It's very nice.
It is.
And remember, and we're getting to the flamingo. We actually have an answer if it's going to be a flamingo or if it's flamingi in Parma. That 4th of July, that wasn't just a suit. Remember, that was a padded shoulder and also a short.
Not only do I remember your padded shoulder jacket.
We're just talking about the outfit.
And a short.
We're just talking about the outfit.
You also shaved your entire face except for a full mustache.
That was great.
And dyed it red, white, and blue. It's still jarring when the photo pops up. Because the whole Crocker Park staff that we worked with at that time, and myself, and the Star 102 staff, it was like mouths hanging open when we saw you arrive like that. It was epic. I'll never forget it. You know what, Tim? You made memories for us what you did that day.
I was going to get to two calls. We have one call. I'm going to get to one call. The other call couldn't hang on, so producer Stevie just sent us a text. She said, by the way, that caller wants me to tell you to wash your feet, Tim. This has nothing to do with a flamingo.
Smart
How
caller.
How does that even happen?
That's going to follow you for life.
2.5 gallons of water hit your body per minute. My feet are clean.
Without soap.
All right. Flamingo, flamingo, you are a flamingo insider. Help us out.
I saw on Fox 8 this morning that there are two flamingos.
That's what it seemed like. So one is by the Parma sign. And where, do you know where the other one is?
It's what you said, the rock side and whatever.
Broadview or
something? There are two now.
Do you know why there are two?
I do not know. I just saw the end of the news segment this morning on Fox 8.
Well, that's good. You went from one to a flock.
I love it. Yeah. Flock of flamingo.
Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah.
Something positive out of a negative.
That's right. Have a great day, guys.
Covering Cleveland, that is what we do on the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Let's get to it.
So Cleveland Soccer Group is officially bringing a new women's professional soccer team to Northeast Ohio. And it will be as a founding member of WPSL Pro, which is a new Division II league that will launch in 2026. How exciting.
Do we have a name yet?
For the team?
Yeah, what should be the name?
Not that I can see.
Cleveland Women's Soccer Group.
I bet Stevie have a name. We got to come up with a name. Maybe they have a name. It's not in the press release.
No, there's nothing about a name. We've had. We just know that it'll be next year. And I know, you know, we've talked before about the possibility of that stadium that would go across from Progressive Field there.
Ooh, I should bring Stevie in for the day. Because we've had the Crunch, we've had the Force. There's got to be a different name. Yeah, and they talked about that, the stadium, if approved, $50 million stadium would be built across the street from Progressive Field and the South Gateway District with initial capacity of 10,000 seats, expandable to 12, 5, possibly 20,000 in the future. That's an article from, WKYC from March 4th. So that's exciting.
That's huge news. I love it. Now, you're right. Now we have to come up with a name for the team.
DM us or call us if you, I mean, you know, I know we're just bringing it up, but if something just rolls off of the tongue or something, you think of
Cleveland Kicks.
Kicks?
Kicks.
That's good. It makes sense.
Kickers, Kicks. I don't know. Kicks. Does it have to be like animal themed? You know how like.
Animal themed?
Like, I feel like a lot like of teams giraffes? Will be like. No.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Too tall. Good goal.
No,
good
like Tigers and Lions. You know, there's always like team names like that.
The Cleveland Algae Bloom.
That could work. The Cleveland.
That's horrible. We're doing a really bad job of this.
Yeah, we really are.
So we need your help. We're doing a horrible job. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What a horrible job.
Trying to come up with a name with the new Cleveland women's soccer team.
Well, you said giraffes.
No, you said it should be named after an animal. I just threw an animal out there just randomly. I didn't say it should be named that.
Giraffe was what you picked. I mean... Again, like, I didn't know if it had to be animal themed. I was just saying, you know, a lot of sports teams are animal themed.
We need some help. Please, DM, call something. There is going to be a women's professional soccer team in town. Maybe a stadium. They got to approve that. It's an entire thing that's too deep for the Jen and Tim show.
Right.
Which would be great. That would be great. See 10,000, not too far from Progressive Field. That would be amazing.
Just like a city block away from the station, as you would say.
Yeah, city block.
What was your suggestion?
We had one.
I said Cleveland Kicks.
The Cleveland Algae Blooms. That's not going to work. You want to help us out with this?
No, I thought her answer to the Cleveland Kicks was a pretty good one.
Oh, she's like, all right, there you go. You got to vote for Cleveland Kicks.
Thank you.
Steve, you have anything? Like anything off the top of your mind? I'm not putting you on the spot. I just didn't know if anything, you know, anything hit.
In honor of Jen, the Cleveland Owls.
Thank you, Stevie.
The Cleveland Owls.
Now that I have an owl in my backyard.
Oh, and on a penalty kick, we can make that weirdo screeching noise?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That'll really get them going.
Somebody suggested Lake Effect FC for football club.
Well, that's cool.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites for the women's professional soccer team coming to Cleveland.
Are you leaning any particular way toward a name that you've heard?
I mean, Cleveland Kicks are fine. It's fine. Like, it's fine. I always think that if you're coming up with a name, if you're brainstorming, you're coming up with an idea, whether it's for the show or a brand or something. So it's like, oh, I like that one. Now I got to try to find something better. I'll stick with that, but try to find something better. That's fine. It's better than anything else we've heard.
What would the logo look like for Cleveland Kicks? Is it just a foot? Oh, no.
It's my foot.
No, your foot's way too dirty.
It's my foot
post-shower. Post-shower
so
where you wash your feet
and clean.
Or your current shower system?
I mean, my current. No, it would not.
You'd have to wash your feet.
It can't be a foot. The Kicks. It's got a cleat
on it.
Like
Cleveland Kicks. Like, that was the first thing that came to mind. Cleveland Kicks. I'm just saying. What would the logo look like?
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We got to brainstorm.
It won't be your feet. We know that for sure.
It will definitely not be. Yeah, it will not be that. Well, so there we go. It's just the initial stage. This just happened. It's brand new. We're right on the ground level.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.